The video you're about to watch is an interview I did with the great Russ Dizdar about a year before he went on to be with the Lord. And I said, Russ, of all the interviews we've done and all your studies in demonic activity, what's the most important thing that people need to know about? What is it you feel like people don't know enough about, they need to know more of? And he said, David, he goes, people need to understand that demons have names and demons have personalities. I want you to listen to this video because I think you'll be very much enlightened and have a better understanding of how demons attack and control people. Also, would you please consider subscribing, liking, and pass this video around simply for the fact that I want to keep Russ's ministry alive. He poured his heart into it, and I'm going to be a part of continuing that ministry on. Take a look. Love you guys.
Do demons have names? Do they have personalities? If a demon was on a person for years and years and they died, the demon knows how to take the personality imprint. This might be the bridge of, hey, sure. The church thinks, oh, this is cool. It's like a Halloween party.
They can come in and sound like a grandma.
What is Readers to the Dead?
A brand new DVD of Last Evangelist. You can get it right now. It's limited collector's edition. It's got the new episode on it, along with band videos with me and Michael Lake and Lisa Havens, Sheila Lazinski. Also, if you want to see Last Evangelist, the episode, it's exclusively episode one on DavidHebner.tv.
Hey everybody, David here, back for David Hebner TV. I'm with Russ Dizdar. And Russ, question, do demons have names? Do they have personalities?
I'll just say this, and I don't mean this in any funnier, sly way.
Right.
Dogs. My daughter has five dogs, and they all have their own personality. Yeah. One's an American Bully Mastiff. It's huge.
Okay.
One is a miniature Jack Russell Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
They're both completely different in personality, size, power, but they're both dogs.
Okay, but you're comparing demons to dogs?
In this sense. If you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where it begins to talk about the armor of God, because your warfare is not against. Now, in English, we read, it's not against principalities, powers, so forth. The Spirit of God mentions four things in the Greek. Kosmokrator, archon, exousia, porneus pneumonikai. When Jesus said, fasting and prayer, because this type, this kind goes only out by what? The word type, species. The fallen ones, the fallen ones are all the same nature. They have the same agenda, but they're all different in size, in power, in ranking, in abilities. Cosmocrators are, and those who would be over nations, you know, archon rulers, the prince of, in the Old Testament, the prince of Persia, the word in Hebrew is ruler. So you have authorities, you have exousia, you have archon, you have porneus pneumonikai, meaning the dirty, unclean spirits that get into people. And then in 1 Timothy 4, it says the Spirit of God, of course, meaning Spirit of God, expressly says in the latter days, planos, five different types of demonic species among the fallen, and they all have different function. And by the way, as far as deliverance, they all have actual names.
The demons have actual names.
Not that you have to know them. I mean, like Legion, they really do have names. Michael, the angels do. Gabriel, so were they.
Right. Yeah. So why wouldn't demons?
They do.
Right. I mean, the father of the devil is Lucifer, right? He has a name.
Yeah.
But the Bible doesn't talk about these names.
Not so. I mean, God does the anointed cherub that covered. You know, we read in Ezekiel 28, he was once the anointed cherub that covered. He walked among the firestones of God, and then until wickedness was found. That Hebrew word means a violent, upsurged insurrection. He knew what he was doing.
Okay.
This wasn't a simple mistake.
Okay.
He knew exactly what he's doing. So he did this, and his sanctuaries were desecrated. He was turned inside out, per se.
Okay, all right.
No truth in him.
Wow. So when a demon goes in to do a number on a person, to mm-hmm. to invade a person, whether they're oppressed or possessed. And now, forgive me if I take liberty here, but someone is addicted to sex. Mm-hmm. Are there demons the demons of sex?
Well, there can be. And here's what I would say. Look at Galatians chapter 5.
Okay.
And it says the acts of the flesh, sin nature.
All right.
And it lists sexual morality and so forth.
Okay.
So sex sins, lust, anger, you know, even drunkenness, those can be just acts of the sin nature, and you need to repent of that.
Okay.
You can't you don't have somebody coming in, I command, you know. But if you stay in those areas long enough, that's like putting yourself out in the flesh, whether it's anger or lust or whatever, that gives Satan a right to pos, right to take a foothold, a legal right to hold, make that a stronghold.
Okay.
So the only way to get rid of that is then ultimately repentance, so the demonic stuff has no right over a person. And now, there, I believe through all the deliverances that we've engaged people, we're talking hundreds by now, and I don't care about count, but a lot. And when you do a lot over the years and so forth, you see and experience, and you read it all. I try to read everybody, you know, learn from everybody too. The demons, there are demons that function in lust that'll come just for that. There are demons that will be wanting to push people into suicide.
Okay.
So I do think there are demons that have particular specialities.
Functions. Okay, gotcha. Now, in New York City, there was a group of witches, and they were looking to cast a spell on Kavanaugh.
Sure.
You heard about that?
Sure.
All right. Now, I saw, I think it was Tucker Carlson, he did a show on it. I watched the show on Fox. I couldn't believe the craziness that, not Tucker, but this girl he had on. Mm-hmm. And so I covered that show, mm-hmm. and I did a show on it.
Yep.
And I got like massive amounts of email. Yep. Okay, here's my point. These witches that were casting spells on Kavanaugh, is that serious stuff? I believe it was serious stuff, but a lot of people laughed at it.
It really depends on the kind. When I read the actual, and this happened earlier with Trump, there was a nationwide thing with occultists, witches, and Satanists joining together. So I read the ritual, which involves summoning spirits.
Okay.
And the one for Kavanaugh, it involves summoning spirits and hexing him.
Yeah,
the idea
hexes.
Of summoning and sending.
Right.
So that's real. And the good news is many believers know how to target back and can't come against that, to cancel that and come against that. And
right.
then pray for those who are doing that, that God stop them, engage them, and we'd love, you know, want to see them get saved. Good news, there's been Satanists that got saved, witches that got saved, pagans that got saved. But what I think really Western Christianity in the subnormal sense doesn't understand is that side is real.
It's real. And, you know, they were mocking it on television. And here's my fear, not fear, but my concern, is the modern-day church is lackadaisical. They're numb. They either are afraid of it or they laugh at it.
Yes.
Okay? And
yes.
So people that aren't Christians are definitely laughing at it,
sure.
right? And my concern is they're going to start turning these hexing and these witchings into kind of like almost like Halloween, almost like it's a party. And, you know, the Bible says many will depart from the faith and I'm paraphrasing, into sorcery and into this type of stuff. This might be the bridge of, hey,
sure.
the church thinks, oh, this is cool. It's like a Halloween party.
That's the danger of the Halloween issue as a whole, is that most people that do Halloween just have no idea what it really is.
Right.
They're just fun, having out there thinking it's funny, having fun and dressing their kids up. And,
right.
and in a real sense, some of it seems to be just, you know, no harm or whatever else.
Right.
Other than cavities and sugar and getting
right.
drunk and all that junk.
Right.
But the truth is, the underworld, they love seeing people celebrate their particular holiday.
So Halloween is a serious event.
Well, yes, Saturday night, let me see here. We got 2 days ago, the 30th,
right.
blood ritual. Last
right.
night, 31st, blood ritual. Tonight,
right.
November 1st, blood ritual. November 4th, satanic revels, blood ritual. So there's no question the darkest of the dark, undergrounders, what I call the real Luciferians, they know the ancient stuff that goes all the way back to Sumer. They know the old stuff. And so that's where the real powers. So you can have some that do lighter stuff. Even New Agers can channel a spirit. That's even psychics with a spirit guide.
Right.
Again, they're embracing a masqueraded demon.
So in other words, Christians should not participate in Halloween, even if you dress up as a cute little, pigtails and, right. Some fairy tale, you should not be involved in it, right?
And here's what I'd say, and instead of going, silent, like right. as a pastor,
right.
we didn't go silent. You know what we did? We had a week-long revivals, concerts, food fest, fellowships, things for the kids. We did stuff that we wanted to be so big that when the kids went back to school, what they had to talk about
right.
was much bigger than just a bucket of candy.
Was bigger than the
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do it bigger. Don't just, if you just sit there and scream at darkness and nothing else, that's not good enough. But to have massive evangelism campaign, concert, Christian movie night, food fellowships, some fun
right.
things, and a massive, in the context, and then evangelism all over the place. We've had things like that with up to 40 people who got saved in a week.
Wow.
Out of smaller churches.
Wow.
If you do that.
Question.
Yeah.
What is Readers to the Dead?
Readers of the Dead are the Old Testament summoners of, they would think of the dead, the necromancers.
Okay, what's a necromancer for the audience?
It could be a witch. Anybody that is in that, the spirit, into the spirits, that believe that they're conjuring a human spirit.
Okay, a sorcerer.
They're bringing back they're going to talk to your Aunt Betty. They're going to talk talk to the dead people.
Okay, so a reader to the dead is someone that summons up dead people.
Right. And they claim they're going to talk to the dead. And here's what I'll say. Real necromancers are really talking to a spirit.
Okay.
It's not Uncle Joe.
Okay.
It's Demon Joe.
Okay.
Okay. It's a demon that can masquerade. For example, if a demon was on a person for years and years and they died, the demon knows how to take the personality imprint. They're bigger and wiser than humans.
Okay.
They have the ability to masquerade. So they can come in and sound like a grandma. They can come in and, so they can come in and impersonate. They can become. They can pretend like they're. Masquerade. I'm an ascended master, a great ancient master, a great teacher, or I'm your grandma.
And this is a reader to the dead. You're talking about a sorcerer.
The actual demon can masquerade, but the sorcerer is the one that it comes through the medium of a necromancer.
Okay.
Who's basically summoning the dead, the spirits.
Okay. Good. Okay. For our final segment, when we come back, I'm going to ask you. Can someone really summon the dead? And what do people see in zombies?
We have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy,
and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli.
So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999. The word CHOSEN to 91999 and get the End Times Investigation DVD.
I want you to go and sign up right now to davidhebner.tv. It's exclusive just to the members. You'll see, we have 10 channels, okay? We have the Prophecy Channel, Saving Baby Channel, the original TV series channel, the Health and Survival Channel.
We have a new channel called the Alien Demon Disclosure Abduction Channel, and it's got a lot of L.A. Marzulli's videos that I've done with him, but a lot of other videos by other people. You can see that channel right there. I've got a new show up called Underground Alien, and it's the only place you're going to see these. You will not see them anywhere else.
Please go and support the ministry by signing up. You can get 2 months free if you do it now. DavidHebner.tv.
Hey, everybody. Well, this concludes our time together. If you'd like to support the ministry, please go to davidhebner.tv/give or call 844-806-0006 or text the word CHOSEN to 91999. Don't forget to share this broadcast, and I love you.